Engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Good evening. Welcome. It is 5:09. This is Eric Erickson on WSB, Atlanta's Evening News. I am broadcasting today from the Cox Media Group's Washington Bureau, just down the street from the U.S. Capitol, where I can see it out the window. That close. Up here for a tech conference I spoke today. Got to meet Steve Wozniak, one of the co-founders of Apple, here as well this evening, then flying home afterwards. Before I get into the news of the day, need to give you a quick check of the radar because we've got some severe thunderstorms coming into the state from Alabama, but some here as well. There is right now, just to the east of Stockbridge, a storm cell that has hail in it. It looks like half an inch size hail. It is moving north northwest at 8 knots. It will be, let's see, 2 I-20 by 6:02. Right now it is to the east of Stockbridge, rather. There is another severe thunderstorm cell also with quarter-sized hail in it near Mansfield, Newbourne, Shady Dale area, Monticello. And then there is a really strong cluster of storms at the 85-985 split. If you're anywhere near the 85-985 split, this thunderstorm is going to be crossing the interstate here in the next 15 minutes. It has hail size about an inch in diameter. It's moving at 2 knots very slowly, headed up towards 985. Dahula, Auburn, Braselton, Winder, you're going to get clocked by the storm as well. The rest of you on the north side of the city on 75 and 575, very, very strong band of thunderstorms coming through Alabama right now. Severe thunderstorm warnings up in Floyd County, up in Bartow County, Gordon County. These storms are moving to the east, and they will be in the bulk of the listening area here within the next 30, 45 minutes. So get home and get safe if you can. Now let's get to the news of the day. Karen Handel has had her neighborhood invaded by, well, some group. Now, interestingly enough, so this comes a day after the shooting in Washington, D.C., and Democrats are in high dungeons on social media saying that clearly this is Republicans doing this to Karen Handel, trying to get people ginned up. It really is amazing we've reached this level of partisanship. For those of you who haven't heard the news, in Karen Handel's neighborhood in Roswell, it has been shut down by police. She and all of her neighbors received envelopes filled with white powder. And the neighbors in the Roswell area received Ziploc bags with flyers and rocks in them. And the flyers, this was separate from the white powder envelopes, the flyers endorsed Karen Handel, claiming that she would perform a sex act on the president, and that's why you needed to vote for her, to get the president to calm down, essentially. It was a flyer so vulgar that none of the TV networks in Atlanta will show it visually on TV. This is where we've come. This is where we've gotten. This is pathetic. The race is 1 week away, and things are heating up. We'll spend time on this, polling like, but first, let's go check with Doug Turnbull. He's looking at 285. Right now, looks like it's clear of rain, Doug, but the rain's coming. Thank you, sir. As Doug was talking, the radar recirculated, repopulated. There is now a thunderstorm over 675. Really about a halfway between the north and south end of 675. It is growing in size, not weakening. If you're on 675, get your headlights on. There's going to be a strong thunderstorm coming your way as this storm grows. It's just one of those days, folks. Summer showers. Now, the polling in the 6th Congressional District has it very close between Handel and Ossoff. There was interesting data yesterday. Nate Silver noted that John Ossoff, according to the polling averages, John Ossoff has a 70% chance of winning next week. But here's the key. The margin of error on that is 3%. The margin of error on the polls for the special election that has Ossoff winning by 70%. Let me rephrase this. I'm sorry, folks. He has a 70% chance of winning based on the polling averages. The margin of error average on those polls is 3%. But here's the kicker. What is the error rate on special election polls? 4.9%. In other words, the polls suggest John Ossoff is winning, and those polls are screwed up by the actual margin of error of how bad pollsters get special elections. So it's up in the air. Don't believe people who say Ossoff has this in the bag. He doesn't. This depends on Republicans turning out. And I can understand why Democrats are looking at what's happening in the 6th Congressional District today. Envelopes of white powder delivered to Karen Handel and her neighbors. Very graphic, vile flyers being passed out about Karen Handel. I can understand why they're suggesting that the Republicans are doing this. I don't think Republicans are. I think this is the desperate political times we're in. But I that is going to fire up Republicans, or at least it should fire up Republicans to turn out and vote for Karen Handel. And if Republicans turn out in the numbers that they should turn out, well, then Karen Handel is probably going to win the race. But it's going to be real close. And every vote counts. And this race comes in this political environment where there are Democrats, even today, who are engaging, and you started it. The New York Times essentially blames Sarah Palin for all of this. They had to retract it today. You know, people missed the point on this New York Times editorial. So the New York Times published an editorial today with the usual platitudes and garbage that, yes, political discourse in this country has been worsened. It started with Sarah Palin causing Jared Lochner to gun down Gabby Giffords. Now, there is not only is there no evidence that Sarah Palin inspired Jared Lochner, there is ample evidence that he had been stewing over this for multiple years and had been planning it for 6 months before the Sarah Palin flyer. For those of you who aren't familiar with the flyer, Sarah Palin Super PAC released a mail piece. And it had targets on various congressional districts that were targeted races. The word target has long been used in the political lexicon for targeted races. We talk about it here. I mean, war and politics use many of the same metaphors because war is politics by different means. And the New York Times at the time debunked the story that Sarah Palin's map had inspired Jared Lochner. The New York Times ran an actual news story saying it wasn't true. And yet today's New York Times editorial claimed that Sarah Palin inspired Jared Lochner. Clearly the editors don't read their own newspaper. The result of this, the New York Times had to retract it, but the reason the New York Times did what they did is because they wanted to engage in a "you started it" argument. Yes, Democrat behaved badly, but you Republicans started it with Sarah Palin. So they retracted the Sarah Palin caused this bit, but they left the "you started it" argument. And I see this today on Democrats say, well, you know, Trump started it. He said he wanted to punch protesters. And then a Republican says, well, you started it because you guys were cheering on people throwing shoes and stuff at George W. Bush, calling him Bush Hitler. And then the Democrats, well, you guys went after Bill Clinton and the politics of personal destruction. And then the Republicans, well, you guys did it with Clarence Thomas and Robert Bork. And then the Democrats, well, you guys did it to Jimmy Carter. And then the Republicans, look at what you did to Gerald Ford. And it goes on and on and on and on. Folks, this has been going on since Cain killed Abel. I'm not going to engage in "you started it." We're all sinners. We all fall short. The political discourse of this country has always been terrible. And the political discourse of this country has never gotten people whipped up into a point of killing other people. But there are a bunch of nut jobs out there, and nut jobs feed off social media. And with the rise of social media, well, there are more of them to do this. This isn't a Democrat fault, and it's not a Republican fault. But when you do go out there and you peddle a bunch of stuff that isn't true, like the president collaborated with Russia to steal the election, well, you're going to inspire some nut jobs to do what they tried to do to the Republicans. Eric Erickson here from the D.C. Bureau of the Cox Media Group. We'll be back. It is 5:26, folks. The 4th of July sale is going on at Mattress Firm right now. You can save up to $500 in store. They got all the best brands in there. You know, you can get the Beautyrest. What is it? The Beautyrest Black Hybrid. That's what I've got. You can get the Serta Eye Comfort Touch bed that's memory foam. You can get the one from Beautyrest Black Hybrid that I have that's memory foam and coils. They have a huge selection in there, and they're going to make it work for you. You can go into Mattress Firm. You can get a better night's sleep. You can get a great deal on a mattress. They're good customer service. And you know the thing I like about Mattress Firm is if you go in and you know the sales guy's going to come up to you and he's going to start asking you what he can help you with, and you can say you're just looking, and he's actually going to leave you alone and let you look. And then when you have questions, you can go up to the salesman and he'll answer any of your questions about the beds. You can sit on them. They've got them color-coded, so the firm mattress, the plush mattress, the soft mattress, the memory foam mattress, they're easy to find. The brands are easy to find, and in many cases, you can get same-day delivery. If you want a better night's sleep, get into Mattress Firm today. Guys, I'm sorry to have to focus on this, but there is a real situation right now at 85 at 985, and I keep waiting for the National Weather Service to declare a severe thunderstorm over this. They haven't done it yet, but there is a severe thunderstorm. It is right over 985, 85. The center of the storm is, let me pull into this, it is... we're talking 2.7 miles from the split to the east of the split of 985 and 85, and it continues to grow in size. There's a lot of lightning now developed in this, and there is hail, and the hail, when I first mentioned the storm to you about 15 minutes ago, the hail size being picked up by Doppler radar was half an inch. It is now over an inch in diameter. I keep waiting for the National Weather Service to say that this is a severe thunderstorm. They haven't yet. It is going to be directly over 985 and 85 by 5:33 on the radar. There is also another similarly situated storm just north of I-20 near Oxford Covington. It does not have hail as big as this storm over 85-985, but it does have hail in it. It is moving to the east by 6:07 it'll be in Social Circle, to give you an idea of where it is right now, just north of Oxford. So it's moving at 7 knots. Folks, there are a lot of heavy storms out there. Stick with WSB and the Storm Center. We've also got the severe thunderstorm now for Bartow, Floyd, Gordon, and Harrelson, Paulding, and Polk County. So stick around. We'll bring you back to the news and the update on the shooting from the Washington Bureau of the Cox Media Group here in a few minutes. It is 5:40 and the radar, it is a mess. Oh my goodness gracious. Listen, if you are anywhere on 85 right now, you are north of the perimeter, you're in a heap of trouble there, and that's a technical term, heap of trouble. If you are on 75, north of 575, you're either in or about to be in something awful. And now there's a new storm that has cropped up, growing in intensity, from the top end to the bottom end of 675 on the south side of the city. About the only interstate that's clear of storms right now is 75 south of the city, and I-20 until you get to Covington, and then you're in storms. And I-20 is about to be deluged on the west side of the city as this storm comes through. It is massive. Massive storm, and I got to fly home in it later. I am broadcasting from the Cox Media Group Washington Bureau. I'm actually sitting, believe it or not, I am sitting at Jamie Dupree's desk, broadcasting from Jamie Dupree's microphone. So that puts in perspective where I am. I did not realize he had this glorious view. So I may need to trade offices with him. Now, let's get back into the news of the day. Republican members of Congress have submitted legislation to allow concealed carry reciprocity in Washington, D.C., inside the District of Columbia. One of the members of Congress, now who was this? Let me get the names right. I think it was Massey. Yes, Congressman Massey from Kentucky submitted the legislation. Barry Loudermilk was one of the first people to sign on to it. Who else has signed on to it? Rick Allen from Georgia has signed on to it. Jody Heiss has signed on to it. Barry Loudermilk, one of the first people to sign on to the legislation. It would allow reciprocity in the District of Columbia. The District of Columbia City Council refuses reciprocity. What Congressman Massey points out is that many of the members of Congress have firearms, and they carry them with them. But while they may be able to get away with it, their staff can't. And because they were traveling back and forth between Virginia, where they can take their guns, and the District of Columbia, where they cannot, they didn't have their guns with them. Now, of course, you're seeing the left freak out by this, that the idea that a well-armed citizenry might have been able to stop this, the left is completely freaked out by it. Of course, what stopped the individual? Guns by two Capitol police officers, heroes. These other members of Congress not only have guns, but are also trained in using them in many cases, but couldn't because of the laws of the District of Columbia. There's something to be said for this, but first we need to go jump out and check with Doug Turnbull. And Doug, really, really messy picture right now on the south side of the city on 675, completely full up with a thunderstorm. Thank you, sir. I want you guys to know this isn't a warning. This is just a watch, but the National Weather Service has just issued a severe thunderstorm watch for pretty much all of Georgia until 11 p.m. Primary threats are going to include damaging wind gusts up to 70 miles an hour, isolated large hail events up to 1.5 inches. A list of strong to severe thunderstorms is continuing southeastward through the evening hours across eastern Alabama and western Georgia. Pockets of damaging wind will be the main concern. The severe thunderstorm watch area is approximately long and 55 miles north and south of a line between, well, Atlanta and Troy, Alabama. Basically, this line of thunderstorms is all of Georgia to the east of Athens. Goes from the top to the south of the state, and the severe thunderstorms are picking up. There are new severe thunderstorms that are firing up in Social Circle, Covington, Conyers. You're about to get hit. Locust Grove, McDonough, you are about to be slammed bad. And Stockbridge, you are in for it with a big storm that has a lot of hail. Tonight is one of those nights where we cover the news and have to deal with the radar as well, folks. We'll be back from Washington, D.C. here in a few minutes. It is 5:55. Severe thunderstorms everywhere. I got to fly back in this. You guys, ProFlowers has released their brand new service called ProGifter. And it has helped me out twice now already. Once when I was in Hilton Head for spring break and once while I was at the Grand Canyon. I didn't even have to think about sending flowers to people because I'd already got them scheduled. The ProGifter service allows you to schedule 3 bouquet deliveries to the same or different addresses, and they can be different bouquets you get to pick out up to a year in advance. It's $99 for 3 bouquets, vases, free shipping. You're going to save up to $70 in what you're going to get, and the ProFlowers flowers are a fantastic selection. Great, great internet company with the rise of the dot-coms. ProFlowers just does such a great job. Now, I'm sure you know of some occasion that you forgot to send flowers. You can be a procrastinator and do the service. You go to proflowers.com. You look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the home page. It's right there. You pick your flowers. You set your delivery dates, and you're done. It's proflowers.com. It will save you from getting into trouble with your loved one because you're a procrastinator like me. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why do today what I can do tomorrow? Well, at some point it's going to catch up with you. So just go to proflowers.com today and click on the Pro Gifter banner. It will help you out. I'm not going to review the radar again. Chris Chandler will be back here in a minute. It's just a mess out there, basically, throughout the listening area now on the north and south side of Atlanta. And more is coming. I want to get into the politics and news of the day. We've got the Karen Handel situation, white powder delivered in mailboxes in Karen Handel's neighborhood, a really vulgar flyer being passed out claiming that Karen Handel will perform a sex act on the president if she's elected. And the Democrats are saying, well, this is the Republicans doing it. They're just trying to get people mad. You know, given what's been happening in this country, I don't think you can say that. And then you've got this situation out here where the Democrats' words are coming back to bite them from the Gabby Giffords shooting. Bernie Sanders, after the Gabby Giffords shooting, said that it was heated Republican rhetoric caused it. The New York Times blaming Sarah Palin for it. And now Bernie Sanders, this was a Bernie bro. He was a Bernie Sanders supporter, and Bernie Sanders doesn't want to take any responsibility for it. And you know what? He shouldn't. It's not his fault. It is not the fault of the Southern Poverty Law Center, where Floyd Lee Corkins went before shooting up the Family Research Center, and this guy was a fan of it as well. It's not their fault. But, you know, isn't the purpose of rhetoric to inspire people to take action? Think about that for a minute. They're telling people the president has collaborated with the Russians to steal the Republican. Republicans want you dead. And even the leaders are saying that. Do they not believe it? Do they not expect others to? Vice President Mike Pence has hired legal counsel in the Russian matter. Interesting contrast between how the vice president has taken this action and how the president has taken this action. Very quietly, the vice president hiring a lawyer to deal with the Russia probe. The Washington Post reporting right now, Vice President Pence hired outside legal counsel to help with both congressional committee inquiries and the special counsel investigation into President Trump's campaign in Russia. The vice president's office said Thursday, president hired Richard Cullen, a Richmond-based lawyer and chairman of McGuire Woods, who previously served as U.S. attorney, Eastern District of Virginia. His decision comes less than a month after Trump hired his own private attorney to help navigate the investigations that special counsel Robert Mueller is widening. There you go. Welcome back. It's Eric Erickson here, News 95.5 AM 750 WSB, Atlanta's Evening News. It is 6:10 and rain everywhere in the metro area. Be careful out there. The dictionary has several definitions of rhetoric. The traditional definition of rhetoric, the classic definition of rhetoric, is the art of influencing the thought and conduct of an audience. Is rhetoric effective if it does not cause people to act? You know, here's a secret about how I view my job, both the resurgent.com and here on radio. It is that my job is first to keep you company, to let you know there's someone out there who thinks like you do, that you may not be able to say the things you want to say. You may be in a position where you can't. You may not have the platform to be able to do it, but I do, and I can. And in addition to giving you the news of the day, try to reflect what you think. Try to tell you what I think. We can collaborate together through phone calls and whatnot. The phone number, by the way, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Thank you, sir. But, as I was saying, The art of rhetoric ultimately is to try to persuade people to take action. And on radio, I try to keep you company on the ride home, try to keep you informed of the day's news, and try to persuade you of what is so. And occasionally, like, for example, this technology conference I'm at today in D.C., talking about using the phone to action program that we use, where I can give you guys a keyword to text and you can reach out to your members of the legislature. I want to educate you. I want to motivate you. I want to activate you. And so the question is, with the Democratic rhetoric these days, are they just mouthing off, or do they want people to take action? And if they want people to take action, the action that they want to take, no, they don't want people to go kill Republicans. They don't. And I know some of you think that, and that's not true. They don't. The Democratic leaders, the media, they don't want people gunning down Republicans. What they want is they want an energized Democratic base to beat the Republicans. They want the president impeached. They want to see Republicans wiped out in 2018 in the House and the Senate. They want to see Republican governors lose. And they have amped up the rhetoric thinking that it will incite and inspire and motivate people to stay engaged in the political process. So when you hear Democratic leaders say Republicans are going to cause people to die because of their health care policy, they don't want you to go out and kill Republicans. They want you to go out and beat Republicans at the polls. When they tell you the Republicans are going to pollute the world and the Republicans are going to cause your children to die because of the global warming, they don't want you to go out and kill Republicans. They want you to go beat Republicans at the polls. But did they learn nothing from going after the president who on stage on the campaign trail more than once encouraged his supporters to beat up protesters? And they did. Did they not learn from their own accusations in the past that were false, but they made them against Sarah Palin, that she had inspired the shooting of Gabby Giffords? Did they not learn from that? Did they not believe it when they said it at the time? You see, rhetoric is not designed, political rhetoric is not designed to have people go kill other people. The political rhetoric in the United States has always been really harsh, really severe. Going back 240 plus years, before the foundation of the Republic, before the Declaration of Independence, the colonial era rhetoric was savage. We haven't degraded in this country in the political rhetoric. If anything, it's gotten better, believe it or not. But what has changed is fundamental, and I think people dismiss it when they say rhetoric doesn't cause people to get killed. I think they miss something. You see, what people can do today that they've never been able to do before is they can create a world in their own image. God created this world and put us in it to be able to enjoy it, and we see Him reflected in nature. Well, what we've decided to do is to create our own worlds where we reflect ourselves and our worst instincts in our creation. We decide who gets into our world. No longer is it the neighbor next door. No longer is it the church group. No longer is it the local community. It's the people we found on Facebook and Twitter. We're no longer breaking bread with people around the dinner table. We're liking Facebook posts. And we've self-selected. We get to pick which news channel we want to watch, the one that tells us exactly what we think. We get to listen to the podcasts that tell us exactly what we think. We get to be entertained by the TV shows that entertain us exactly the way we want to be entertained. We live in a world today where we can now go an entire day without ever coming into contact with someone who believes other than what we believe. We have made walled gardens unto ourselves. And into those walled gardens come tribe and tribalism. And we begin to look at the other people out there and we call them other. And all the problems of the world, they're not our fault. Our tribe is pure. It's the other's fault. And the other becomes the enemy. And it's the enemy who's causing the problems. And the enemy, well, they can't be our fellow Americans because all the news we listen to, all the websites we read, all the people in our tribe say that they're traitors. They can't be our neighbor because we don't even know them. We know the people online who are telling us they're traitors. We don't see them as value in and of themselves by being created in the image of a living God because we don't believe they are. We believe they're less than human. They are other. They are enemy. And when you live in a world like that, that is self-selected and curated and segregated in every way by your own design, and the voices that you've given prominence to in this world you have created tell you that the other really does want you to die, and the other really does want to destroy the planet, and the other really does want to kill your children, and the other really does want to put you back in chains and bring back slavery, and the other really is okay with the police gunning you down. Well, over time, it becomes really easy to believe that because there are no dissenting voices in the community you've created for yourself. There's no one to rein you back into reality. See, in the past, you could stand up there and say the other side wants to kill you, but you knew people in your community who were of the other side, and you were friends with them. Well, these people don't want me killed. Obviously, this is just rhetoric. Well, now the crazy people in your tribe, they hear that you think that you're going to die unless you take action. They're going to take up arms. They are. And guess what? There are going to be people in the tribe who cheer them on when they do it, which is going to inspire other crazy people in the tribe to take up arms. This isn't a situation that gets better unless both sides want to disarm. And given the way the New York Times behaved today, blaming Sarah Palin and saying you guys started it, I don't think the Democrats want to disarm. There are Democrats out there who really do believe, and they're prominent Democrats, and they're coming forward even today saying it, that they think Republicans really do want people to die. And if that's the rhetoric and they really believe it and they're effective at rhetoric, then they're going to want people to take action. And if it comes to death, well, some people think they can't wait for the election. They got to take action now. And guess what they do? They go out and get a gun. And yesterday we were very blessed that it was a liberal who didn't know how to use one because he got off 50 shots and only managed to make contact with three or four people. A small blessing. Steve Scalise should still be in our prayers. But what did they expect to happen? I'm broadcasting live today from the Washington, D.C. Bureau. Eric Erickson here at WSB. We'll be back. It is 6:26, and I don't even know where to begin. Let me just read through these before I do anything else. We have severe thunderstorm warnings for Clayton, Coweta, Fayette, Fulton, Heard, Troop, Barrow, Oconee, and Walton counties. Some of them, the Clayton, Coweta, Fayette, Fulton, Heard, and Troop, they expire in 3 minutes. Barrow, Oconee, and Walton expire in 33 minutes, and we're going to be getting some more here in a few minutes, I got a feeling, based on what's firing up on the radar. Folks, right now the Mattress Firm 4th of July sale is going on. You can save up to $500 at Mattress Firm given their great sale, and I hope you go take advantage of it if you need a new mattress. Listen, I talk about Mattress Firm a lot. Seems like every day. And every day, it seems like I'm telling you, they got a great deal. The reason Mattress Firm has great deals is because they understand you need a good night's sleep. Americans aren't getting enough sleep. And if your mattress is 8 years old or older, sleep experts, they actually have sleep experts in America, believe it or not, and sleep experts say it's time to get a new mattress. I think about the mattress I slept on growing up, and it was well over 10 years I had that mattress. And it was just gross. And you're probably in a similar situation. You got an old mattress. And it is amazing what they've done in the last decade in mattress technology, which is also a thing. You can get mattresses like the Beautyrest Black Hybrid at Mattress Firm that are memory foam mattresses plus pocketed coil. So you're not going to bounce your partner off the bed when you roll over in the middle of the night. They're not even going to feel it. You get the best of both worlds. It's amazing technology that they've been able to put in a mattress. And you can get it at Mattress Firm today. If you want a better night's sleep, go to Mattress Firm. Y'all, the congressional baseball game is going to be on C-SPAN tonight at 7.05 p.m. What I was talking about with this breakdown in community and the rhetoric of the left when they tell you that the Republicans are going to kill you, the Republicans are going to destroy your family, the Republicans are going to take away your health care, the Republicans are going to kill your neighbor. It thrives in a society like this. You may want to sit down if you're standing for this. 7% of all American adults believe chocolate milk comes from brown cows. That's 16.4 million American adults, roughly, believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows. These people vote. And in Georgia, they're voting for John Ossoff. And I want you to keep that in perspective when we deal with the political climate today. These people exist, my friends. They exist. And they vote for Ossoff. It is 6:39. I'm Eric Erickson, broadcasting live from the Cox Media Group DC Bureau, just down the street from the U.S. Capitol building. You can see the dome out the window. The congressional baseball game starts at 7:05. It'll be broadcast on C-SPAN. Ticket sales have gone through the roof today. Last year, they raised $500,000 for charity. Already this year, they've raised over $1 million, and most of that came in the last 24 hours. Amazing. Now, I'm going to run through the radar here and the severe thunderstorm warnings that we have in effect right now. Barrow, Oconee, Walton County, you're under severe thunderstorm warning for the next 20 minutes. Coweta, Fayette, Harris, Heard, Meriwether, Pike, and Troop also for the next 20 minutes. DeKalb, Henry, and Rockdale County for the next 5 minutes. Those are your severe thunderstorm warnings in the metro Atlanta area. There are a few more out there. I guess Oglethorpe County, further over on the other side of Athens as well, has one. And there is more rain coming. I got to fly home with this mess tonight. It is less severe as it comes in, but it is more thorough in its coverage. Right now, you've got these individual storm cells that are causing the severe thunderstorm warnings. But you have a massive band of rain coming that goes basically from the tip of Tennessee all the way down past Montgomery, Alabama, and it is headed our way, and it will be here. It's already entering the listening area. Ackworth, Cartersville, Bremen, Carrollton, you're seeing the beginnings of this massive band of showers that are coming through. So just be on the lookout for it. Folks, we are not a serious nation. Can we agree on this? And the frivolity of the nation, the fact that there are no big stakes right now, that, you know, that's one reason the rhetoric is so high right now, is it's like university politics. The stakes are so small. I mean, neither party in Washington is really cutting government. Government keeps growing under both parties. The congressional GOP has no idea what they're doing. The stakes are small. And so the rhetoric has gotten worse. And the things people care about, the things that whip people into a frenzy, have gotten ridiculous. Wonder Woman. If you have not seen this movie, I got to tell you, you need to go see Wonder Woman. And I don't care whether you're a superhero movie person or not. As a standalone movie, it's a good movie. As a superhero movie, after the Christopher Nolan Dark Knight series, is probably the best superhero movie to come out in the last 20 years. It is a good, good movie. Gal Gadot, the Israeli actress, is being savaged in the media in some parts because she was a beauty queen and then joined the Israeli military and fought against the Palestinians or stood against the Palestinians, and so that's an outrage to some. The movie has made over $550 million thus far. It was a $100 million budget, and there is a new outrage about this movie. The first was that her costume was too sexy. The second was that she wasn't feminist enough. Oh, by the way, these were controversies that came out before the movie even was released. The third was that her breast size was too small for Wonder Woman. Yes, that was an actual source of controversy. And the latest, friends, is that she doesn't have armpit hair. Yeah, you heard me. She doesn't have armpit hair. And feminists in America are upset that her lack of armpit hair will harm girls and force girls to take extreme steps to conform to an image of beauty that is false and man-created. I wish I was making this up. We are a weak nation ready for the taken. If this is the big concern of the day, it is armpit hair on Wonder Woman is what is making people upset in America today. For God's sakes, we had a man try to kill members of mass assassination attempt yesterday, and people are worried about this. Pathetic. Not as pathetic, though, perhaps, as Atlanta traffic. We better go check with Doug Turnbull. Y'all, we got two new thunderstorms. They're not severe thunderstorm warnings yet, but they have just, I mean, sprung since I got on the radio and started talking when we came back from break to now. They've just fired up. Locust Groves, very, very heavy thunderstorm. And Porterdale, Covington area, a new thunderstorm cropping up. Let's see, on the timeline, it appears that it will be Porterdale, it'll be hitting you at 7:07. Covington, it'll be hitting you at 7:22. Moving 12 knots to the northeast. There is no hail in this yet, but it is intensifying instead of weakening. You know, normally this time of day, you see these storms crop up in the evening, but as the sun goes down, they start to weaken. What's different about the storm cell, and this is why we have this severe thunderstorm watch through most of the night, is because these storms are intensifying as the sun goes down, not reducing in strength as the sun goes down. Which is normally what you would expect. And it is because of this big, big wave of moisture that's coming up, front moving in from the west and moisture moving up from the south. I am not your meteorologist. That'll be Brad Nitz this week, but that is my best explanation for it. And it's just a mess on the radar right now. Make sure your headlights are on and drive carefully, folks out there. Now, there is other news out there. I have mentioned to you that Vice President Pence has decided to hire his own lawyer for the Russia investigation. And there is a problem for Trump supporters out there with the Mueller investigation. Many of them are saying that he's conflicted out because he and James Comey are friends, because his investigators have given money to Democrats. The significant problem with that is that Republicans in Congress are willing to go on record and disagree. Particularly Republicans in the Senate are now saying no, they respect Robert Mueller, and that's downside for the president. I got to imagine that the press coverage today, you know, there was widespread acclaim. Even Democrats like Nancy Pelosi were praising the president yesterday for his handling of the shooting, his statement, his conduct. And they were willing to praise him yesterday. And I got to imagine that that story would have continued over even for a little bit today had he not gotten on Twitter this morning and claimed this was the worst witch hunt in American history and they were out to get him. I think the news coverage might have been to his benefit had he not done that. And as for those of you who think that this is the worst witch hunt in American history, the folks of Salem, they'd like to have a word with you. Who really wants to see Wonder Woman have armpit hair? Honestly. I mean, I always go back to Rush Limbaugh, who has said more than once that feminism was created for women who can't get dates. And I, you know, you see that in the bitter, angry movement of feminists today. I mean, upset about something as nonsensical as that. Y'all, there is a website out there, and I don't know if they're related to the TV network or what, the Fusion site. They're running a story. The police officer who saved Steve Scalise, one of them, is a lesbian. And the headline for the story is "Bigoted Homophobe Steve Scalise's Life Saved by Queer Black Woman." Wherever could crazy Democrats get inspiration to go kill a bunch of Republicans? Wherever could they go to get that? Well, a lot of the news networks on the left these days. Pathetic.